Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The all-new Hyundai Tucson. Tomorrow wants its car back. Test drive the Tucson today.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Hyundai, the all-new Hyundai Tucson. Tomorrow wants its car back. Test drive the new Tucson today. We've got a bumper show coming up. We've got Rabbitoh's prop, Thomas Burgess. He's going to join us from Rabbitoh Hub to find out what's happening there. We've got Morning Glory's Matty John. So get your questions in for Matty. The number 0457 736 736. We'll take your calls as well. 1300 01 1170. We'll be getting up there, Kazala, with Nick Davis. Looking forward to that. The regular staple, of course, the IMARC quiz. Ringers Western cap and stubby holder up for grabs. Been very, very popular. And the feedback there as well. To the Panthers Hub we'll go. The Blues forward. What a rise it's been for Liam Martin. Only played about 50-odd games. He's played in a grand final and an Origin series. So well done to Liam Martin. We look forward to speaking to him and a market update from Sportsbet's Sean Ormerod. But the man who comes in on a Thursday, he does a couple of things. He likes to look good, smell good, feel good, and he loves to rattle a cage. Spud Carroll, good afternoon.
Great to be here, Joel. I love my Thursdays, and what a great day it is outside. Probably a fantastic weather day. It's great to have a bit of a smile on your face. Put the face up in the sun for a little bit. Actually got a bit of a tinge. Yes. And actually come up with a subject I'm going to speak about in look good, feel good, smell good.
Oh, yes.
I'll bring that on a bit later on, but footy should be great. They're up there in the hub. They're all doing the right thing, and the footy's been good.
How's business been, Spud? What's happening in your world this week?
The word is called patchy.
Yeah.
Patchy. But I've got some fantastic clients who want to turn up. You can train one on one. You can train two people. And I'm just a basic operator. Yeah. The thing is, they come and have a bit of fun, and I'm just a bit worried for myself. I haven't trained that much, and I've been eating for Australia.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're still looking tight.
I did pork belly, mate. I hold my breath a lot in here.
Yeah.
But I did pork belly. I've never done pork belly before. I know Fletch talks about different.
You've never had it before? Never cooked it?
I've had it. I never cooked it.
Right.
So what I did, I got this pork belly, patted it down, bit of salt, and then my mate goes, Billy, the ferret, said, I'll put it in at 150.
Yeah.
So I put it at 150. I'm looking at it, staring about 10, 15 minutes. It's not doing what I wanted to see. So I went and
can you imagine him just staring at it? He's in an oven, isn't it?
It's an oven. Yeah, so I went down the old Google thing and put in how to cook it. And guess what? I come up with Jamie Oliver. I love him. Yeah, the 15-minute special. So he goes, nah, and he showed me how to do it. You got to smack it at 250.
Right.
Next thing I've seen this thing rise. And when it came out, mate, it was that hard, the crackle. I had to really actually jump on the knife and put it down. But how much do they eat?
So for team changes, team news. Ferret's out and Jamie Oliver's in. Is that right?
I love Jamie Oliver.
Yeah.
Mate, the thing about Jamie Oliver, I remember the first time we went into isolation and I started taking over the cooking duties at home and I was doing Jamie Oliver, but how he does it in 15 minutes, there's no way in the world. Take me a bloody hour.
Tell me this, bud. If we were in Hub Life, right? If we were a team, we're in Hub Life. What would you be cooking for us? What would be your staple meal?
Oh, I'll tell you what I do love. I've got a couple of specials.
Mm.
You can't beat Bubble and Squeak.
Oh, yeah, I love the leftovers.
So what I did on the weekend, I cooked a massive 2.5 kilo lamb roast.
Yep.
Make sure there's a lot left over for the Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
And potatoes, chop it up, a little bit of gravy. I had 8 pieces of toast.
Oh.
I love toast. But my go-to meal, A, for the air fryer, has to be fish fingers.
Yeah.
But if you got something out of a can, baked beans.
Yes.
And I'm going to go the kiwi version, kiwi, right? They're called watties.
Oh, yeah.
They're the most tastiest baked beans ever.
Yeah.
And then to top it off, on top of toast, grated cheese.
Good boy. That was the right answer. I was looking forward to that.
Thank
I'm going to ask you about the West Tigers doco in a moment as well. In the meantime, Brooksy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Spud. Good to see you on a Thursday. How's your week been other than cooking?
Oh, it's been okay. I've done a couple of NRL Tonight thing. I love watching the doco. That really got me going. We'll talk about that very soon. But, mate, just got to do something every day for the mental state of yourself. Mm. So anyone out there, try and do something every day. Get out there, go for a walk, look up the sun, get some sun in your eyes, the vitamin B, as they like to call it, and put a smile on your face. We're not going to be in here for too long, but we will get out of here.
I'm back training. I've been running for about 5 weeks now, and anyone who spots me out there, who friends of ours or whatever the case may be, the wifey's considerably in front of me. So what we've been doing the old interval running. So you'll walk for a period and then you might run for three or four Ks and everyone's, oh, geez, the wife's a fair way in front of him. And my common comeback is I'm about to lap her, right? That's sort of my go.
Yes.
But Gibbo's here. G'day, Gibbo.
G'day, boys. Hey, Spud.
Yeah, man.
Pumped to have you back.
Mate, as I walked in, I seen this kid's face.
He gets a bit of chirp about you.
I know he does. I love the big fella, but he's... He's got a few scratches on his face, and I thought he had a bit of a sting. But yeah. He reckons he fell on his surfboard, the old fella, the surfboard.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. I thought you were a good surfer.
Yeah, well, accidents happen sometimes, but I'm sure you know that.
Yes, fair enough.
Move on.
Do they call that interval running fart legging?
Yes, fart legging.
Why do you fart in between the legs, or what's happening?
We need to get to the bottom as to. I'm anticipating the person who came up with it was a surname Fartlek, but we'll find out. If you know, let us know on the text line 0457 736 736.
What about when you're running? You're out there by yourself. Yeah. You know, you're striding along and you're swinging the arms and you might have a single on. Have you ever had a wolf whistle from a bird? Or maybe a bloke?
Me? Have a look
whistle.
At me. No.
Well,
Neil by wolf.
Yeah, I got an ooh one day.
An ooh?
Ooh,
yuck.
Yeah. A yuck,
not
yeah.
a positive.
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah. Hey, Spudley, just tell us before we move on to the West Tigers doco, tell us about, we always talk about your business, Spud's Gym, and tell us about it, the sliding doors of how that all started, and what were you doing before that, before you got into the gym?
Well, I was looking after Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Of all things, I was fortunate enough to go and do that Cinderella Man.
Yep.
And I think in that time, I was over there for 6 months.
But when you say, and we've heard about the Russell Crowe story, but you say you were looking after him, what were you specifically there to be, a bodyguard, is it?
If I look at it, when he was walking down the street, probably yes. But other than that, mate, I was there for the movie. I guarantee, I know what he's talking about. He knew what I'd be like. I had this first day they had me sitting in a little spot out of mind where he was. I couldn't help myself. I started walking around. Next thing I'm running into Ron Howard.
What do you mean? He's got a mind where he was.
I'm just sort of minding where he is, like when he's in his caravan. He's like, he's got this massive bloody caravan, but he also had this other caravan.
Right.
And it's the size of a semi-trailer. It was full of gym gear. I lived in there. I was huge. I was about 118 kilos. Massive.
Yeah.
But me being who I am, I just get bored sitting by myself. So I go walking through. And I'll just sort of going through. And some days there'd be 150 people on set. And I'll be going through them, having a chat. Next thing I'm having a chat to Ron Howard. Next thing he wants to see why we're throwing a 30-metre spiral pass, not over the hand like, gridiron. We're throwing like a rugby league pass. And then I showed him the hit between myself and the chief.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he goes, "You're not wearing any pads." I said, "No, but I had a mouth guard in." And that broke the ice with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron Howard. See, I'm a massive Arrested Development fan. Mm. And Ron Howard was the voiceover guy for Arrested Development and produced the show. How was he to deal with?
It's incredible.
He's one of the greats. Well, what's his name? Richie Cunningham from Happy Days.
Some crazy things that happened on that movie, but I think, Russell, that's why he got me there. And he's spoken about bits and pieces, but he knew I'd do that. And I felt those 150 people were my people. By the end of the day, by the end of the 6 months of shooting, we had a fistful of people. No one was hanging out.
Yeah.
That was my job to go around and stir them up. I used to stir the hell out of all the cameramen. Yeah. Being an Aussie, the way we
just
speak.
Good energy.
And just, it was fantastic. Like, to see someone like Renee Zellweger, we used to have this, and what Russell's very good at is, he used to have this thing called the Bad Shirt Friday. So every Friday, bad shirt, you get $500 out of his pocket. And I remember the first time
worst shirt there, he'd hand $500 to.
So there might have been maybe 80 to 100 people on the set.
Wow.
And next thing, he picked some shirt, and there was nothing wrong with it. And I went, "Shit, $500, I'm going to have a crack at this."
Yeah.
So every week, we'd go out and get these shirts. And I'd have to go into Vinnie's and get shirts and that for our crew, because they're all Aussie blokes. Yeah. Anyway, one time I went in there, and I had enough, and I was bored. And I said to the lady, I said, "You've got something else for me, Dylan." She goes, "What about a dress?" I went, "You get a dress to fit me, I'm going to wear a bloody dress." So I remember I went back, I pumped myself up like nothing else, all these bloody arm curls. And I put this green dress on and I slicked my hair back and I had running shoes on. And I remember walking down the stairs. I actually had these bloody earrings as well.
Yeah.
And Russell's dresser, he has a bloke called Mickey who's done around the world with him for so many years. He said, "Spud, come here, mate. You can't go in embarrassing Russell Crowe." I said, "Don't worry about Russell Crowe. I want to embarrass myself. I'm bored, right?" So remember, I walked past heading to where they're doing the shoot, and the girls in the kitchen go, "Oh, Spud, show us some legs." So I've pulled the skirt up, share the old, I didn't have a G-string on. I had normal undies on. Anyway, next thing, the first person I see, Joel, comes out, Renee Zellweger.
Oh.
And she goes, "Oh, my God, Spud." And I said, "Look, I'm your double for today." And then Russell looked at me and he goes, "You're gone. You're wearing that all day." So I had to wear this bloody dress all day.
Yeah.
I didn't win the prize either, $400, but the crazy thing about it, the next week we had what they call it was a Friday again, and it was an outdoor scene. So one street, they go and rent the whole street and they turn it into old school. And I remember walking down the street and it was a Bad Shirt Friday. Yeah. And I seen this guy walk past and he had a white shirt and they had an Australian, like a flag on the front of it. And I went, "That's a pretty cool shirt." As I looked back to have a look at the back of it, there's a picture of me on the back. and it says show me your. It said some bloody saying. It had some show me your legs or show me your. Anyway, next thing it's got this photo. I walked around the corner. There's 150 people with my shirt on, the arts department.
Yes.
And the first person come up to me was bloody Ron Howard. He goes, Spud, can you sign my shirt? I said, turn around, Ronnie. Mark Carroll Spud.
Oh, yes. That's good. That's you never so told good. Me that before. I love
we'll,
that one.
But we'll get, can we get back there? Okay. So then we come back from the, this is how I got into the Spud's gym. And I came back and for about, I reckon about a month or two, I only sort of went into a bit of depression, mate. Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. And Russell sort of said, mate, sometimes gigs are one-off gigs. I know. Looking back now, I know why he got me there, mate. This James Braddock, I look like him. I just had, I don't know, mate. He copied my ears. He copied my nose. Yeah. Got through the 6 months. Anyway, I found this gym for Russell. And we trained there once before. It was an old boxing gym. And I remember I went and see him at 9 o'clock in the morning. He sat there and he goes, I think you should turn this around, gym. I went, what? And he said, yep, what do you want to call it? I went, call it gym. I said, okay, I like Braddock's. I think Braddock's is a great name. He goes, no. It's got to be called Spuds. I can't believe it, actually, Joel. I'm sitting here with the first ever shirt ever made for my gym. And the font on this, what you're seeing now, SPUDDS, is the same font that Russell drew. And I've been going 16 years.
Oh, he drew that.
He drew that font.
Right.
I've been going 16 years. And every Christmas, I send him an email to say, mate, thank you for your vision.
Yeah, wow.
Because it just blows me away, especially in these times at the moment. We're in COVID times and people are annoying me. Spud, can we get together? Can we train? It blows me away, mate. It really does.
And a lot of our listeners will be thinking about, you know, what they're doing right now and the sliding doors, and it's amazing. Let's talk about this West Tigers doco, because I know you're talking about it as you came in here today. You're very close to Madge McGuire. What did you make of the doco overall, Spud?
Oh, that was a couple of dudes stood out. I just don't know why Pasco, I haven't really met Pasco. I don't know why he was so involved in it. Sitting there with a short sleeve shirt on, you're an executive, wear long sleeves. And don't roll the sleeves up.
I just think, seriously,
that's one thing I learned as a young bloke. For any salespeople out there, you never go trying to sell something with a bag of fruit, I'm meaning a tie, and a short sleeve shirt. What are you selling? Cars?
Mm.
Car salesmen wear those things.
Yeah.
You're an executive of a business, very good business, as in West Tigers. Mate, don't roll your sleeves up. Don't show us you wear a tattoo. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Like,
who
cares? Selling guns. That's what he's selling.
Please do some push-ups. But at the end of the day, I love Madge. And I sent him a text. And as I've spoken to him many times. You know, he rings up and sends texts all the time. And I said, mate, love the performance. I really wish I would have loved to have played under you as a coach.
Yeah.
You speak my language.
Yep.
But unfortunately, I see a few of those players in your team that need language lessons.
Mm. Oh yeah,
and he came back to me about 10 minutes later. He goes, Spud, you read a good book.
Yep.
I would have loved the coach. I love you, the way you go about things. But just you can just see in that some of the stage events where they're sitting in the sheds half time, they're like deer with headlights.
Mm.
I spoke to it last week. Just sitting there, blind, blank.
Yeah,
no emotion.
Yeah. No, it's going to be interesting how it plays out. Fox League, of course, got you covered there. KO as well. Yes, bud.
Sorry, last little thing. The last scene got me.
No, don't wrap me.
You don't need to put your hand up, Joel. You usually pat him on the back. Right? Yeah. Just put my hand. The thing is, I love the start of it, and he come out with expletives, and sometimes expletives sound great. I know it's a bad word, but they sound great in a certain time.
Mm.
But then as the show went through, they'll beeping him out. But then the last bit, he really wanted to have a crack at him. And was it Moses Umbai?
Yeah.
He had his daughter in there, in the sheds. So we never did that when we were coming through, Joel.
No.
I never brought my kids in the sheds. The sheds, the wife would never come in. No. It was somewhere where you went.
Yeah.
And that was your time with the coach. He wanted to rip into him, and he couldn't because the bloody kid's sitting on the knee.
Yeah, that's a fair observation. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. As I said, Liam Martin's going to join us from Panthers Hub. We're going to have Matty John, so get your questions in for Matty. He's got Morning Glory tomorrow from 9 to 12. We've got Tommy Burgess coming up from Rabbitohs camp. You think that was rattled the cage then? Well, it wasn't. Spud's going to be firing right up a little bit later on. Nick Davis to preview the AFL, which is getting close to the pointy season as well. We're going to talk about the Brisbane Olympics too, but stay with us right here. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. And today, Spud Carroll, 1300 01 1170 is the call line. You can text us 0457 736 736.